Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Entertained? This is episode 136, and today's date is November 2nd, 2018. My name is Carrie, and I will be your tired and very, very boat-dumb host who recently returned from the Jerry Cruise this evening. And I'm joined by Kent, Russ, and Steve, who are not boat-dumb at this point. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well. You guys?
I'm here, so that's something.
Steve's 2 weeks in a row.
Did Carrie say boats and hoes?
No, I said
boat dumb. It's actually a thing that happens when you get off a cruise. You just become completely dumb.
So, no hoes.
No, but there were some probably on the boat. I just didn't see them.
Explains so much.
Explains a lot.
No host.
Huh?
All right. This show is off to a ravishing start.
Oh, I'm going to be so fun during this show. I'm completely out of it, so this is great. I'm still, seriously, listeners, I'm still recovering from basically a vacation of a lifetime. For those of you listeners, if you were on the cruise with me, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you who weren't, you missed a hell of a party and an amazing time. With that said, for our first-time listeners, welcome to our show. We actually do talk about all things wrestling and not the fact that I'm exhausted from too much fun. And this week, we're going to talk about the results from Evolution. We're going to preview and then pretty much spoil Crown Jewel for ourselves. And I'm going to give you an in-depth review of my experience on the Jira Cruise in my corner. And we have our regular segments for you as well throughout the show. But before we get started with any of that, Kent, what's your moment of bliss for the week?
I was like, I didn't have anything. As I was in the shower, I was like, no, I got plenty. Because I was going to be nice. I was going to be like, no, Russ and Steve, they should talk about their concert experience. And Carrie had a cruise. Like, everybody was doing fun stuff. You know, except for me, right? The loser of the group. And then something came up in my email today. And Carrie, I really think you're going to like what you're about to hear. It's got a little Asian for you. I got from Indie Gala. They have their You Plus Me Seduction Bundle this week. 92% off for the next 15 hours. And it features games such as Neighbor Watching, Lust of the Apartment Wives, Detective Masochist 2, and Busty Made Cream by Heaven. So, anybody that's a fan of this sort of thing that wants 92% off, or it'll be more expensive by the time you hear this, check out IndieGala.com because, you know, we talk about Asia on this podcast, so I felt this was completely warranted and inappropriate.
Are there tentacles in any of these games?
Or what was whatever? That?
Are there tentacles in any of these?
I don't know. I fear for anybody.
Probably
that.
In Busty Cream Pie, right? I mean,
you would. Well, it says heaven, so why wouldn't there be a tentacle in it,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, right?
True.
Now, my question is this: you said there's a game that has one and two detective. What is it?
It was Detective Masochist.
Detective Masochist, so popular, it got a second game. That's got to be good. I got to check that out. I meant, I would not check that out. That sounds like a
perv
type.
I'll let you borrow it. The first one, Russ, is actually called The Case of the Phantom Torture. And part two, apparently, is The Case of the Tortured Servant. So they actually have cases, like the Hoddley Boys.
I know I'm doing once this is done.
Yep.
What you normally do.
Also, you just watch porn.
Right. But it's going to be video game porn.
Russ, I also want to say how much I hate you.
Okay.
Because I was
enough.
Trying to write a blog the other day for American Horror Story, and we were trying to figure out what this one witch was going to have for power, and I was like, oh, she should have power like Rogue. And the only thing I kept wanting to say was roguelike, and then I kept hearing your stupid ass saying roguelike every fucking time you mention a video game, and I wanted to like drive to your house and just slap you repeatedly because of how much you say that fucking term. So
my favorite genre.
Yeah, exactly. But to end this on a positive note, I have grasshoppers next to me and they are tasty, so that was my moment of bliss.
That sounds fantastic. All right, guys, let's talk Evolution. You guys are going to have to fill me in because I watched none of this. And I'm assuming one or two of you, maybe all three of you may have watched it. So you guys can help me out in filling in the blanks.
It was so long ago, though.
It was a fantastic show, and everyone should watch it. Was that plausible, guys? That sound good?
Yeah, let's go with that. That sounds good.
It had that opening with music and stuff. That was
from what I saw on the internet loved it. I did not like it.
Yeah, the internet.
What? The internet? Like something?
Cage side, where I go a lot, they
I mean,
loved
they're all probably on a cruise. I don't know how they watched it, but...
Yes, they loved it. You're right. The internet was like all over this thing.
All right, let's start off with our kickoff match. We had Trish Stratus and Lita versus Mickie James and Alicia Fox with Alexa Bliss. Trish Stratus and Lita picked up the win. So, guys, tell me about this match. Kent, let's start with you.
Lita didn't botch as much as I had predicted, and that really brought me down significantly. It brought me back watching Mickie James having lift Trish Stratus's bitch ass up to do Trish's finisher, but hey, you know, some things are just better left in the past. The match existed. I guess it was a feel-good moment.
Got your heartstrings just a little bit?
Here's my critique. How ghastly was Lita's fucking wretched thong? Like, that thing was, like, so big. Like, what?
It wasn't even. It was like a thong slash something else. I don't know what it was.
It was like a flying V from Mighty Ducks. I don't know. Yeah, this match happened, and I don't ever need to see it ever again.
How about you, Russ?
Yeah, it was okay. It existed. Kent's right. It existed. I used to love Trish. I still love Trish. But she should not wrestle anymore, ever again. I'm done with that. Fine with it. I've seen too many better women wrestle now. So Trish is more of an eye candy thing. I think it would have been better if Alexa was in it, but due to the circumstances, whatever. Yeah, feel good moment, I guess. It existed, whatever. That's it. That's all I can say.
Can I toss in one thing? During Raw, when they did the 10 women thing, I actually took video footage. I forgot to send it to you guys. But it's of them trying to do the tag team maneuver where Lita tries to do the jump, the fucking Hardy Boy thing. Mm-hmm. My God, did anybody actually watch how terrible that looked? Because that was really fucking tremendous. Just
fortunately for me, Hulu did not show it, or I fast-forwarded through it because, yeah, I didn't see that.
That is a shame. But Steve is nodding his head like he saw it. So, Steve, what are you thinking here?
I didn't see it during the Raw because I dozed off during that match. But during Evolution, I saw it, and that took like an hour to set up. The whole match was pretty sloppy, and Trish and Lita should not be the first winners of the women's tag team belts. They should not be wrestling ever again.
Agreed.
Fair enough. So basically, in short, guys, I missed nothing by missing this match. That's good to know. Moving on then to the Battle Royal. Apparently Nia Jax picked up the win. Steve, give me your thoughts on this.
It wasn't the worst Battle Royal I've seen. there was that spot where the Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose worked together for like 2 seconds, and then Mandy Rose was like, I'm going to still throw her out now because there's 8 people in the ring still, which never makes any sense in any Battle Royal or Royal Rumble. There's not much to take away from it other than Nia Jax won. I mean, it's just about a royal to get all the women on the pay-per-view.
Russ?
Yeah. There were some stupid things that Steve pointed out. The Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville thing. That was stupid. Why do people do that? Why? Anyway, I don't know. It was nice to see some of the surprises. Nia Jax winning, I'm a little bit shocked. I kind of wanted Ember Moon to win, or actually Tamina. I kind of wanted Tamina to win, honestly. See what she can do with it. Nothing. But at least it gives us someone else in the spotlight for a little bit. It was there. I'm going to say that a lot. This pay-per-view, it was there. It was definitely there.
And Kent.
this match existed as well. Boy, did it exist. It existed like no other. Where the fuck was Nikki Cross and Bianca Belair? Like, they weren't in that at all, right? Like, I didn't blink and miss them. Okay. So, the fans really wanted Nia versus Ronda Part 2 because their first encounter was so good? Question mark?
We're sure asking that, getting these high-pitched questions a lot.
I got questions, and I'm not sure if there's any answers at all.
It could have been Nia Jax versus Nikki Bella right the other night.
Oh god.
Yeah, you know, I sit there and I go, why didn't Asuka versus Ember Moon just have their own like singles match? Because like they got thrown into this match just to job, and I will say this, it's always fun to have somebody around watching with you that doesn't watch wrestling, just so they can comment on the absurdity of what they're seeing. Yeah.
And you have no defense.
Oh, no, I didn't even remotely try to defend this decision for why it was on my TV screen. Yeah, she's not like most girls, and neither was this match. Steve, I'm curious, though, you said this wasn't the worst Battle Royal. Do you have a worst Battle Royal in mind?
Probably when the women's on Raw like a couple years ago.
I was going to say, you know what the worst one was? Was Baron Corbin's for the Crown Jewel.
That was awesome.
You know, the 1990, what was it, 94 or 95 Royal Rumble is really fucking terrible. It really is one of the worst Battle Royals of all time. I just want to throw that out there. Plus, there's a couple of WCW World War, whatever, 60-man fuckaroos. They were bad, too.
All right. So let's move on. We have the 2018 Mae Young Classic Final between Io Shirai and Toni Storm. Toni Storm is your 2018 Mae Young Classic winner. I'm happy with this result. I love Toni Storm. Kent, let's start with you.
I don't know when Lance moved to Australia, but good for him. This match did more than exist. It was actually a good women's match. It really showcased just how bad Kairi Sane is. More on that later. But, yeah, like, Io, like, fuck, man, just spell your name the way it sounds. Io, not Io. That's why you lose, okay? That's why you lose. Because your parents gave you a stupid name, okay? She was all right. Like, she didn't hurt the match. Toni really... actually is a wrestler I think I could enjoy just because she likes to do suplexes. We don't have women that do much suplexes. Why hasn't that been a gimmick? We've had many men that are fucking... suplex machines. I mean, dating back to the Steiners, Kurt, Benoit, you know, Suplex City now. Like, we've had it.
You forgot the actual human suplex machine or whatever his name was, Taz.
Did he exist in WWE?
He beat Kurt Angle's on a feud streak.
Yes, he did. What a debut. Yeah, I like this match. I just watched it today for the first time. I will also say this. Interesting thing. I don't know if anybody's ever tried this. Try watching, or not watching, but try having this pay-per-view on and closing your eyes. You will hear just how bad wrestling really is. It is a shit show and you can't watch it. Like, just hearing the commentary and, like, what's going on, you're like, oh my god, this is fucking terrible. I don't ever want to be blind. I just don't ever want to be blind because it ruined everything.
You know, speaking of blind, there were blind people at the Metallica concert. Or not blind, I'm sorry, deaf people at the Metallica concert, which I thought was weird. But
there were a lot of concerts.
Yeah, really. I know, but it was really...
if you go to a movie, you know, Russ.
That's true, I suppose that's true. But watching the sign language ladies was insane. We'll talk about that later.
So, Russ, what were your thoughts on this match?
Oh, right, this match, wrestling. All right, I do actually like Toni Storm. I thought she did really good here. Io, right? Io, right? Is that how you say it? Io. Yeah. I like her too. Not as polished as Toni, I think, but I think that she was also thrown in at the last minute, right? Because the other girl got injured. So she won, right? But Tony, I think, definitely was the right call here. I'm a fan. I actually can't wait to see what she can do.
And Steve.
I was a bigger fan of Toni Storm last year with a tiny hat. But I think this was the match of the night, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
And you do, because it probably was.
Yeah, I like Toni Storm. Io Shirai, or whatever. I think she actually hit the moonsault this time.
Oh, good. Which she hasn't done all the rank.
Yeah, she finally figured it out. Looks better than Charlotte hitting it. So that was good. Yeah, I think Toni Storm, well, she's doing NXT UK for now, but I think she'll be in the main roster at some point soon, fighting Bianca Belair for the belt, hopefully, not Ronda Rousey, or anyone else from the Four Horsewomen.
We can only hope.
And by Four Horsewomen, I mean Ronda Rousey's Four Horsewomen, not Becky Lynch, Bayley, and Sasha.
Oh, that Four Horsewomen.
There's way too many Four Horsewomen.
Well, you have the MMA version and you have the WWE version.
And they're now
they're
WWE
both on the same company.
Yeah.
And it just got very confusing. Speaking of the original WWE Four Horsewomen, we have Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Natalya versus the Riot Squad, with Sasha and Bayley and Natalya picking up the win. Steve, give me your thoughts on this one.
The Riot Squad looked really good, but I think it's because Natalya was on the other team. So, really, I like Ruby Riot, though. And I think Ruby Riot needs a push. She needs to stop being a jobber to everybody and actually try to start winning matches. This was probably the second best match of the night. Natalya really dragged it down, though.
Is Natalya always hurt? It seems like she is always hurt. She's pulling a little.
She's not hurt. She's botching.
Yeah, that's the two things she does: get hurt and botch. Oh my god!
Remember when she was the best women's wrestler they had?
Oh my god! Wow. Yeah, the match was good. I'll say that the match was good. Ruby is really good. I don't ever think she'll get a push. I don't think she'll ever get her fair shake, and it sucks too.
But all of her tattoos, probably.
Yeah. I honestly think that's it. She's not pretty enough. And that's a shame because she's actually a really decent wrestler. I enjoyed the match, but scarcely paid attention.
How about you, Kent?
Well, I originally wrote down that I just came in and wanted to talk about Ruby Riot, and then fuckheads just talked so much about Ruby Riot, but they missed the key component of her grace. She's dressed up like Jigsaw. Where was that mentioned there, fellas? I mean, slobbing all over this fucking
in-ring work. It wasn't a very good Jigsaw.
Work.
I mean, she could have been the mannequin from with the Batman villain Scarface. She could have been Scarface, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve, I didn't
see it, but okay.
But why, you know, Sarah Logan, why didn't you come out with Finn Balor's chainsaw? I mean, if you're going for Leatherface, go. For Leatherface.
Or Terry Funk's as a chainsaw driver.
I don't remember this match, and I think I've watched it twice now, and both times it just it existed. Very existential pay-per-view so far.
Yeah, I am sensing a theme, guys, that a lot of this just happened.
Historically, though. It happened historically.
And it was first time ever.
Certainly historically first time ever.
Plus, Beth Phoenix did let us know that this is women's wrestling a couple of times loudly.
And Renee Young repeatedly said, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Oh, she's still under the desk. Needs...
So Renee Young definitely needs Corey Graves, right?
Yes, she needs someone else there.
She needs somebody on color. Like,
yeah.
Beth and her were basically two the same people on commentary, it felt like. They had a hard time differentiating.
Speaking of commentary, did you notice that one shot over Michael Cole's shoulder when he was texting someone during the match?
I did not.
I don't know if it was during this match or one later, but at some point during the pay-per-view, they show him when he's texting someone.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it is women's wrestling.
I will give Beth props. The Bull Nakano shirt. I really liked that shirt a lot.
Yeah, it was a nice shirt. Nice
probably
throwback.
The high point.
Cool. All right, guys, let's move on. Let's talk NXT Women's Championship. Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler picking up the win. I'm good with this. How about you, Kent?
Yeah, this was much better than the last time that I had to rage quit wrestling. Yeah. Russ, sell your penis down. I'm about ready to mention him. Kairi Sane, actually, she actually sells better than Seth Rollins. So how the mighty have fallen. When somebody that untalented sells better than your boy. Right person won. Absolutely. I like Shayna. She has won me over this calendar year. I like the fact that she does quote-unquote mean or brutal things in the ring. I like that. And she was doing it to somebody that is about as talented as, I don't know, Nature Boy's daughter, for instance. So I really enjoyed the hell out of this match, just mainly for watching her kick her ass, basically. Once again, Kairi. She has one move that looks good. That's her spear. And she's a person that shouldn't be doing a spear. That's the only thing she does. She does nothing else in the ring. That's all I got.
Russ, how about you?
I'd be lying if I said I paid attention to this match. So, I'm not going to lie. I'm not. I have no idea. I don't even remember the match. Oh, I do remember Shayna winning. I do remember her winning. That's right. Because I was like, oh, okay. And moved on.
Well, alrighty then. How about you, Steve?
The officiating was awful. End of the match, the other two interfered constantly, and the ref's like, eh, whatever.
I was going to say, was this the match
at one point, she turned around, and she couldn't see the person on the apron punched Kairi Sane. It was just awful.
I was going to say, was this the one where the ref was just literally letting everything go, and it shouldn't have? Like, Kairi should have won, five times over.
Was this also the match that had the incredibly long two count?
Yes. I do remember things more than I thought, because I remember that.
Russ, are you a fan of Age of Booty?
No, but should
I? Game? Yeah, it's a cheap video game. It's about pirates, and it's way better than Kairi Sane.
All right. That doesn't
You'll spend
well.
Way more time doing that than you will watching her matches.
All right.
It has good music.
Cool. All right, so let's move on. We already mentioned Charlotte Flair, I think. So let's talk about the SmackDown Women's Championship. Let's talk Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair in a last woman standing match. Becky Lynch retained. I'm glad she retained. I'm happy with that. Steve, what are your thoughts?
Thank God Becky Lynch retained. Officiating also awful. A lot of times he stopped the count when the person wasn't totally up yet. And then the final one, she was pretty much up and he just kept counting. But he was the one saving grace of that referee is him kicking the chair to Becky Lynch in clear view of the camera. That kind of helped the match for me, just for the comedy effect.
How about you, Russ?
Okay, it was good. I'm not going to say it wasn't good, but God damn, what the hell? So many crappy, like Steve pointed out, there's so many bad setups in this match. I don't know. I'm glad Becky won. Let's get that out of the way. I'm glad Becky won. Holy crap. Kent had me convinced she was going to lose, and that scared the crap out of me. So I'm glad Becky won. And we get to set up another fantastic match I guess we'll talk about later. But yeah, this was good. I didn't hate it. So it did not feel as epic as it should have been, I guess, because this is kind of the end, right? I'm assuming. Was it? Maybe.
possibly.
Yeah, it just didn't feel like the crushing end it should have been. Whatever. It was okay. I liked it.
So, Kent, what's going on The Walking Dead?
On this week's penultimate episode of Rick Grimes' lasting stay on The Walking Dead, it appeared that Rick kind of had his final scene with Carol, and then he tumbled into a big hole with Daryl, and that was some lame shit. And then towards the end, Rick was getting surrounded by walkers, and his horse threw him off, and he ended up landing on some rebar that was sticking through his kidney, and he's not in a good place right now. It's kind of, you know, poetic justice because, you know, he let his horse die in the very first episode. Let's never forget. So the horse, we can only assume, was that horse's distant relative and knew what was up and was like, nah, fuck you. Fuck you, Rick Grimes, okay? So, yeah, looking forward to Sunday. And in regard to the match, Tuan really enjoyed it. He had a throbbing clue for this particular match, apparently. One thing I really didn't like is that on Monday they were showing like all the backstage pictures. Really? You got to show a picture of Rick with the quote-unquote WWE horsewomen? Charlotte and Becky are supposedly not supposed to be able to be near each other without killing each other, but we're going to show the same night that they had this, what was it, 45 fucking minute long match? Like, alright, you can pull back the curtain when you do the Roman Reigns leukemia thing, because that's like a real life situation. Maybe you don't pull back the curtain on this. Maybe you don't show pictures of these two smiling, hugging it out backstage on the night that they have this fucking big blow off to this rivalry. This fuck, man, that's just stupid on WWE's part. It really aggravates me when they do dumb shit like this, all because we want to see how historical and blah blah blah. Fucking feminists, sick of this country. I'm going to fucking Turkey, eat some fucking chicken.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. Moving on to the final match, we had the Raw Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella. Ronda retains the title. Kent, give me your thoughts on this one.
Didn't watch it.
Russ, how about you? Did you watch it?
Yes, and can we ever just say Nikki should never wrestle again, ever? Please, 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 please. And Brie, stay the fuck away, too. I am glad Ronda won. It was exactly how I kind of thought this was going to happen. Ronda kicked ass in the beginning of the match. The Bellas used a little twin magic. Do they even look alike anymore? Like, literally, they're so easy to tell who they are. How do you get away with that shit?
But they can't. They can't.
So, that was kind of stupid. But at least it gave an excuse for Nikki to get the upper hand. And then finally, at the end, Ronda... I will say this, Ronda's gotten better. She's continually getting better. She's really, really, I will say, I'm impressed. She is really, really trying to hone the skill. That said, she is fucking dangerous. Holy shit. I don't like Nikki or Bella or Brie, but damn, I thought Nikki was going to get killed at one point. So
damn that Bella.
Damn that Bella. Right person won. No, thank God, because I didn't want Nikki to win. Oh my God. Thank God. All right. Yes. So, all right. It was good. I actually enjoyed the match.
And Steve, how about you?
I enjoyed it when it finally ended the pay-per-view. Ronda obviously was going to win that match. I don't think anyone thought Nikki had a chance of winning. Nikki should disappear from TV forever with Brie, and Ronda can do whatever. She's going to be undefeated for the next 2 years, probably. So, whatever.
So, I heard a little rumor. Little birdie told me that because of this match's outcome, this is why Cena was not in Saudi Arabia today. I mean,
that must have been it.
it all makes sense now.
Yes. Right.
He's protesting that Nikki lost because he's probably explicitly said that he wanted her to win.
Yeah. Oh, and wait, there was somebody else that boycotted today.
Oh, the
brother-in-law. I'm telling you, that match had ramifications for today. Nobody else is really talking about that, but that's the truth.
And we're here first saying it to you. So congratulations, people. Now you know.
Facts.
Yep. It had nothing to do with John Cena's star power being probably crushed if he went to a horrible, horrible humanities rooting.
Russ, if Rusev riding on a tank can't crush Cena, nothing can.
Yeah. Why is it all of a sudden now that they decided to say that it's awful to go to Saudi Arabia? Because, I mean, Saudi Arabia's been shitty for years, like decades.
Well, here's the thing, though. Since the prince came into power, none of that stuff had happened until now. So they were thinking there was reform, and I was like, oh, yeah, he needs a reformer.
So that journalist was the first one that's gotten killed since the prince took over.
I think this is the prince. Yeah, I think this is the first, at least the one we know of. Like, they could have. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, this is like, why is that the one guy that sets up everybody wanting to boycott everything?
You know, speaking of the prince, the Minnesota Timberwolves now have a black and neon purple jersey in honor of, you know, Prince. It looks good.
Good for
better
them.
Than their normal jerseys.
Cool. Also, I guess the Fresh Prince's Nightmare on My Street video was on YouTube recently, which I guess hasn't happened before. I don't know. What,
really?
That's a great, great video.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of videos on YouTube, Angry Video Game Nerd Resident Evil review this month. I haven't really enjoyed, like, I always enjoy him, but this felt like, I don't know, it felt a little bit more authentic. It brought me back.
He's really good at the horror. He loves horror. So I haven't watched it yet because it's 22 minutes and I want to sit down and enjoy it. I might do it tonight.
It's really long, but yeah, there's a it'll feel like his older stuff. It was good stuff.
Cool. All right, so guys, final thoughts on Evolution before we move on. Steve, let's start with you.
It made history. I don't know if they're going to actually promote it next time or if there'll be a next time. But I think if you get actual wrestlers on the show that they have in NXT and they're in Mayhem Classic, it could be a lot better. And, of course, promote it better because they did like nothing at all for it this year because of the pay-per-view today. Today, right? Yeah, today.
Yes, today. It happened today. It still could be happening for all I know.
Russ, how about you?
It was first time ever. It existed. It wasn't the worst pay-per-view of the world, but it wasn't good. Great. I almost don't even want to say it was good. It was okay. It definitely needs more promotion if they're going to do it. But with the crown jewel, yeah, this got really messy and ugly. So, yay, women's wrestling.
And Kent, any final thoughts?
It highlighted the fact that women are still so far behind men in terms of actually quality wrestling. Like, if we're being fucking honest here, they've made great strides, and we should applaud the strides, but for anybody that's saying women's wrestling is just as good as men's wrestling, fucking watch that pay-per-view and watch... Just watch fucking Hell in the Cell, even, or any pay-per-view from this year, and then tell me which had better quality matches. You know, I'm just being real with you. Hopefully, over the next few years, we can get it so that it's a lot more equal. But women look stupid running the ring ropes, for instance. It just doesn't look right. There's a lot of things with women's wrestling that just doesn't look right yet. And there's still, there's glimmers of hope still shining out, you know, the Toni Storms, the Biancas. And the world needs a Kairi Sane to job. Like, she can be the new Brooklyn Brawler, for instance, only the Asian Brawler. And we could have a nice thing going here, but maybe next year, maybe you promote it better. Maybe you make it that month's only pay-per-view. Give it actual focus. Maybe have main event segments on Raw and SmackDown the week before instead of having guys main event. Yo, promotional things like that would really go a long way. And I don't know, like, am I the only one that could have gone for like a couple of live performances, like treat it like a WrestleMania for the women, like have people come out and perform their fucking songs.
They did have Lizzie Hale do that shitty song at the beginning.
Yeah, that song was really fucking shitty. Come on, wouldn't have anybody have enjoyed
couldn't
like,
they have her, couldn't she have covered Motorhead's evolution? Like, couldn't she just do that?
Steve, now you're just being sexist, okay? Just stop, okay? Come on now. But, like, couldn't we've had, like, whoever performs Bailey or Asuka song come out and do her song? Like, wouldn't that have made this event feel a little bit more...
They could have had Joan Jett do Ronda Rousey's song.
Yeah, seriously. You guys got money? Fucking spend it. Make this feel a little bit more important than... This didn't feel... For a historic first time ever, it didn't feel important in the least bit. They didn't promote it properly.
Well, they also couldn't because of Crown Jewel. Like, everything was leading up to that, even though it's...
And the Crown Jewel was such a mess because of the whole problem with the journalist thing. Everything they've done this last month has been detrimental to them, honestly.
Can you say, though, that it was about promotion for Crown Jewel? What have they been promoting? The World Cup tournament, which has always been in the middle of the show, by and large. Which nobody even knew the brackets until the final fucking week. They just, yesterday announced the Rusev-Shinsuke match because Shinsuke gets promoted better than the women, even.
Like, which is sad, because...
How many matches were actually known, like, 2 weeks ago? Not many. Like, they did a shit job of promoting both shows. Just shit job. And this has been... The best month, really, for me to miss a lot of wrestling. It's been awful this month. I don't know if there's been a worse month, has there, this calendar year?
It's been a very lackluster month.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. I don't know. I watched some good wrestling this past weekend.
Doubt it.
No, it was some real good stuff.
Carrie, since you seem so excited about it, and you know we've been flapping our gums about women, why don't you flap your gums about men?
Oh, you mean the the historic first time ever, Chris Jericho rockin' wrestling Rager at Sea. Let me tell you, listeners, I had the time. My husband and I had the time of our lives. I think everybody on the boat had an amazing time. Just some highlights for you and some of the things I can't talk about because Fight TV is about to broadcast most of the matches from the Sea of Honor tournament. So I can.
How does that make you feel that you paid a lot of money to go on that and the people can watch it for free on TV or $10 a month, whatever it is?
They do not get the experience, though, of actually being there and seeing some of the stuff that happens and some of the people and just a lot of the stuff that happened that you won't see in that pay-per-view is what made the cruise experience so amazing. It really was so much fun and just a vacation of a lifetime. If you're a wrestling fan, it was amazing. I got to do DDPY with Diamond Dallas Page. That was a great experience. I stayed on the same floor as pretty much almost the entire cast of The Elite. Like, I was 20 doors down from probably, like, Kenny, Marty, and I think Hangman. In terms of where my cabin was in relation to theirs, because I saw them in my hallway. I saw them at dinner. You would go and have a beer with them. I mean, the last night at karaoke, Marty Scurll hosted karaoke, and basically most of the roster for Ring of Honor was there, and they were singing karaoke and drinking with everyone. It was just a really good experience, and it was just so much fun. I can't stress how much fun it was. Let's see some of the other things. I mean, when we were in port in Nassau, we were taunting the other cruise ships next to us. Had like chants of, you know, your boat sucks and stuff like that. There was a group doing pool side wrestling, which was fun. I got some photos of that. It was just all in all, I had a blast. I can't wait to do it again. It sounds like it may happen again next year. But one thing I did not enjoy is Raven's comedy show. Oh, that was brutal. His comedy show was not good.
Raven doesn't strike me as a funny guy at all.
Did he say, "What about me? What about Raven?" And then wait for the ba-doom-doo-tsh.
He actually had a guy behind him do that.
Did the ba-doom-doo-tsh.
Yes.
So at least he's doing one thing right.
That's how you know when the punchline is gone.
Ba-doom-doo-tsh.
It's just some of his jokes were just bad. Jokes. I mean, I'm sure that was the point of the show, but it was just so bad.
Carrie, to measure the success of this cruise, I need to know one thing. How many business cards did you pass out?
Absolutely none.
And
everybody
our
was way too drunk.
Best $37 I ever spent. Wait, no, $47.
I am so sorry.
You could have thrown them out.
Indie wrestling, kiss my fat ass.
All you had to do was like leave them out in the open somewhere. Like, I'm done.
I know. You could have even given one to one of the wrestlers. Like, hey, I am a journalist. You could have lied and
slip
got close
underneath
to one
their
of the
door.
Like, yeah, I mean, jeez, we're not real journalists, but we do something with wrestling. That one
no wrestling journalist is a real journalist.
Good point. Fair enough.
All right. So should we talk about Crown Jewel now that we're done talking about the cruise? Or do you guys have any other questions for me about the cruise?
The only question I had was, did the wrestlers go out with the rest of the regular groups? Like, did you could see them pretty easily out just doing things on when there wasn't wrestling going on?
Some of them. Like, the obvious ones remained, like, sequestered in their own little area. Like, you didn't see the Bucks out or Kenny or Cody. But, like, some of the guys from Ring of Honor, I mean, like, I was sitting next to, when I was in, I think it was Monday night, next to Silas Young from Ring of Honor. He was with a group that was hanging out next to us. And I think Jay Lethal was with him at some point. It really depended on who the wrestler was, and just a lot of them were floating around and hanging out with everybody else. And some of them were definitely not.
My final question, how was the smell?
Not bad, actually. I was very surprised, because as soon as I got into port, when we got into the terminal area, I messaged you and Kent. I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this.
A lot of overweight neckbeards there, were there?
It was weird because, like, as soon as I got out of the cab, got in line, it was just like, I was like, oh my God, I smell people that have not showered or are very afraid of soap. But it went away as soon as we got
Who would have thought
a
wrestling cruise would do that?
Right?
I have a follow up question. Now that you've seen him in person, How many weeks of DDP yoga do you think Chris Jericho has missed?
Many. But from what I understand, for people who saw him out and about at night, the man has been drinking very heavily.
That I don't doubt.
And
look at his belly.
Apparently, he was on stage with Blizzard of Oz, which is basically an Aussie cover band. And got his, I think it was right or left eye, basically he hit it on one of the guy's guitars and like, it just is the first night and he had to get like a stitch. And I saw him the next morning or afternoon for our photo with him because we were one of the first people who booked before like January 15th. So we got a photo with Jericho and he had sunglasses on and kind of explained that during one of his shows. Like, he did a Q&A later on and he explained that to us. He's like, yeah, I found blood on my pants. I didn't know how it happened. And then I realized, oh yeah, the guitar hit me and I had to go get a stitch.
So would you say that he's in better or worse shape than Jerry Lawler?
I would say he's in better shape. I actually rode up to the pool deck with Jerry the King Lawler in the elevator.
Did he have any possibly underage girls with him?
No, I don't believe she was underage.
Did the woman
who was with him.
Did he scream puppies, puppies, puppies?
No, he did not.
Oh, I should have had a fucking teacher contest with him as a judge. That would have been awesome.
Wait, while in the elevator, did his theme song play?
No, it did not.
Somebody dropped the ball. Like, that's the one thing. All wrestlers should have had somebody following them around with a boombox, so everywhere they went, their theme song was constantly playing.
Otherwise, how would you know they're coming?
Exactly, right. Exactly. How are we supposed to know they're there?
Oh, it was kind of obvious when we were in the elevator. It went up a floor, and doors open, and on stepped Jerry the King Lawler.
Did you go, oh my god, it's Jerry the King Lawler?
Oh my god, he's
no,
still
I only fangirled once the entire time.
Okay, good.
And
what
as
if it was
a,
Kenny who walked onto that elevator?
I don't want to talk about that.
Eric would have ceased existing in her mind
yeah,
for a little bit.
Yep.
There was a few times that Eric ceased to exist this past few days.
Yeah, like the past like 20 years.
Yeah, so how long have you been together? I mean, yeah.
Well, just put it this way, guys. I can no longer make fun of Russ.
Exactly.
With his fanboying for Seth Rollins. Because I acted like a freaking teenage girl the first time I saw Kenny Omega.
Well, Steve and I will pick up your slack.
Yeah, and I'll act like a teenage girl when I see Seth Rollins, okay?
I would expect nothing less from you, Russ.
Man, if we ever do beat Seth Rollins, can we please, please videotape it? I will go fangirl. I will. Just for the laughs.
Of course, Russ. I think that'd be appropriate.
All right, let's get Seth Rollins on here. Let's go. Let's make it happen.
It's just bombarding his Twitter account or whatever with like requests to go on the show.
Yes. Come on to our show. It's fantastic. We have at least two listeners. One of them is a host.
We had like 12 downloads last week.
All right, guys. What, you want to talk Crown Jewel?
Yeah, let's make shameless predictions. It's a great show. It's historic. Second time ever.
Well, I mean, we could hold off a little bit and ask Russ an important question.
What question?
That doesn't involve Seth. It doesn't involve Seth Rollins.
Oh, forget it then. Oh, I meant, yeah, what?
Is it mild, Russ?
Ah, fantastic question, Carrie. Okay, so wrestling, let's just face it, sucked this week. This was bad, bad stuff. So this was a really tough week to figure out if it was mild. So, okay, let me tell you. So Carrie asked a great question. Is it mild? I choose a wrestling segment each week. And what I do is I choose to see if it is it really wrestling. You know, one of those segments where we as wrestling fans absolutely love it. And it's the epitome of what wrestling is. This week was tough, I have to admit. But one segment did come through for me. It was the Trick or Street Fight. That is a wrestling segment. It's on every year. It's one of those things we expect as wrestling fans. It's got to be over the top, ridiculous, and fun. That's what I feel like the Trick or Street Fight has to be. It's been bad the last couple of years, I'm not going to lie. But this year, it felt right. This was good. I actually enjoyed the Trick or Street Fight this year. Okay, now, I have to tell you how I grade these things. So we have mild. That's just whatever. It's just a match. It's just a segment. Wasn't really wrestling. There's medium. It's getting there. It's got some pieces that we like. Then there's hot. That's what we're looking for. Hot. Yes. Now it's a wrestling segment. And then we got Brie Mode as our top one. That's right. Suicide baby. That is wrestling supreme. So back to the Trick or Street Fight. I enjoyed it. I thought
Russ, you really explained your segment great this week.
I know.
Just want to applaud you.
Thank you. Thank you. I did so well. So anyway, Brie mode. This was not Brie mode. But I will say this. I enjoyed the match. Some really good stuff going on. You know, it was a shame. No, it was Cesaro. Cesaro and Big E. They put on a pretty decent match. And I really enjoyed, even though it was kind of short, felt a little short this year. I really enjoyed all the extracurricular stuff that went on. Big E being thrown into the pumpkins was funny. The chair or the table shot was really good. And Big E winning felt right. It just was, I think it was all around pretty good. So I'm going to give this one a hot. This is what I'm looking for when I'm looking for a segment like this Trick or Street Fight. I'll say hot. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
So you did all that analysis and you did not mention the whole brood.
Oh my god.
The fucking brood, Russ. Really?
I really forgot about that. You're right. That includes, you know what? I think that elevates it to Brie mode. I think that elevates it to Brie mode. Just that alone. I forgot all about that. That was great entrance. Big E as what's his
Gangrel?
Name? Gangrel? Gangrel, thank you. Gangrel. That was good. Really good. I thought he did really well with that. So, there you go. I think it was elevated to Brie mode.
Brie mode?
That's suicide.
Oh.
Career suicide.
Suicide.
I thought we were calling that... So, we've moved on from TJP to Brie mode.
Yeah.
Just like the WWE has.
Right, exactly. Nobody's going to know who TJP is anymore, so we got to move it to someone
who might still be on 205 Live. I don't know.
Wait, 205 Live appeared on Raw, though.
It did?
Like, that was momentous. Yeah, the Lucha Party segment.
Oh, right. That's right.
Which, where's Sin Cara? Like, why is he not invited to the Lucha Party?
Aww.
They're using the Lucha Dragons. You know, like, what? I don't know. I feel sad about it, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
Well,
he should be there.
He's down in Mexico, right?
I can't hear anything Kent says.
Can't they make an exception for Sin Cara and be like, you're close enough to 205? Like, come on, just let him hang out down there. Like,
I think he's a new JTG. He's like on the roster, but he never shows up anywhere, and he just kind of gets a paycheck.
They're going to have one of those countdowns for him soon, aren't they? Like they did for JTG, where it's like, oh, he's still employed, but we haven't seen him.
We didn't have a mass round of cuts this year at all, did we?
Not really.
That's the first time... Now that's fucking historic, quite frankly. I don't remember a year that we didn't have a lot, like... Well,
there's still 2 months to go. And with the stock tanking now, who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, the stock.
Whoa. Why don't we jump in and talk about one of the potential reasons that stock is tanking, shall we?
Wrestling sucks.
I thought we just talked about Brie mode.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the reasons, but I'm talking
and
about
Evolution.
Crown Jewel. Let's talk Crown Jewel, guys. Let's do our predictions and... Basically, by now, it's pretty much been spoiled for everyone, right?
Well, we haven't spoiled it for ourselves. Some of us, with integrity, said, no, I'm not looking at the spoilers at all to be able to preview
this. It's like Google Feed's fault, not my fault.
Yeah, that pretty much, I agree with you, Steve. I went to search for other things, like the results for Evolution.
The first thing that pops up was, oh, look what happened.
And it popped up.
Wait, so Russ and I have integrity? The world has really gone to shit.
Seriously.
You have one of three eyes.
Not intelligence.
All right, guys. Let's start with the pre-show match. We have Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev. Who you guys got? I got Nakamura winning. Steve?
Let's go Rusev. He has, you know, a good push going on right now, I guess. Let's go with him.
Russ?
I'm going to go with Nakamura, but I could see Rusev taking this one, but no, I'm going to stick with Nakamura.
And Kent.
You know, if we knew Aiden was there, I would actually feel a little bit more confident in this, but Rusev doesn't feel important right now. Neither Shinsuke. I say Shinsuke just because... This would not feel like an important title change whatsoever. And we're guaranteed to have at least one new champion from this pay-per-view. We don't need two. So, Shinsuke.
Alright, so... Anyone have this match spoiled for them already?
No, let's do the spoilers at the end, right?
I don't think anyone gives a fuck about the pre-opening match or anything.
Yeah.
To, like, codify that it's like a Google Feed spoiler.
Okay, so we'll spoil everything at the end for ourselves, and let's jump into the brackets for the World Cup Tournament. On the Raw side of the bracket, we have Seth Rollins versus Bobby Lashley. Kent, who you got?
Seth? Yeah, we'll go with Seth.
Russ,
I can't go.
Do I even have to ask?
I can't go against my boy. I gotta say Seth. Although there's part of me that thinks Lashley's got this, but I'm gonna go with Seth. Man, if we screw this up in the beginning, we're pretty screwed on this tournament.
And Steve,
I'm gonna say Lashley because of that little kid that hangs out with him now.
Leo Rush.
Yeah, whatever his name is, I don't know.
Oh, Eric loves him.
Of course he would.
Explains a lot.
Of course he would. Those were pretty much the four words that were about to come out of my mouth. So, yeah, that speaks of Eric's integrity. Carrie, who'd you have? I'm trying to keep track of these.
I have Seth.
Okay, so Steve's been the anomaly both times.
That sounds about right.
All right, so for the next matchup from Raw, we have Kurt Angle versus Dolph Ziggler. My pick, I'm going to go with Ziggler. How about you, Steve?
Ziggler's been a piece of shit wrestler for the last couple of years. I'm going to go Angle.
Russ.
I'm going to go with Dolph with Corbin interference. I think they got to start setting up Corbin versus Angle. So.
And Kent.
I'm going to go with Kurt Angle on this.
All right. Now let's go over to the SmackDown side. First matchup we have Jeff Hardy versus The Miz. I'll go with Jeff Hardy. Kent?
No. I'll go Miz.
Russ.
I'm going to go with The Miz, though it feels like since he knows he could possibly get fired, he'd get out in the first chance he gets. But no, I'm going to say The Miz is taking this one.
And Steve.
I'm going to say Jeff Hardy, unfortunately.
Shame.
All right, next matchup we have Rey Mysterio versus Randy Orton. I'm going with Rey Mysterio, and you guys should really check out the video on his Instagram page. His suite on the cruise was really cool. Really awesome. Kent, who you got?
Rey.
Russ.
Rey.
Steve.
Rey.
Hey, look at that. We all agree. He can't lose all this right. Early, right? I mean...
Okay, so I've been keeping track of this, so now we need to each... have our own individual second and final round. So, Carrie, you had Seth versus Dolph.
I'm going to pick Seth.
Okay, and then you had Jeff versus Rey.
Rey.
And Seth versus Rey.
Seth.
You have Seth winning it all.
Wow, I'm not even fanboying you out that much.
All right, Russ, since you feel obliged to tell us what you like here, you had Seth versus...
Dolph.
Dolph, yes.
I'm going with Dolph.
Okay, and Miz and Rey?
Rey.
And then Rey versus Dolph?
Rey.
Okay. Steve, you had Lashley and Dolph? No, you had Lashley and Kurt.
Angle.
Okay. And then you had... fuck, man. You had Jeff and Rey.
Yeah, I'm going to Mysterio. Because right, old people are the best.
Oh, yes. Angle versus Rey. That's a classic.
Yeah. Who you got?
Mysterio.
Okay. And I had Seth versus Kurt. I'm taking Kurt. I'm taking Rey. Ah, shit.
Same thing as
Steve. Yeah, I'm still. I am. I think Kurt and Rey was the natural thing, though. So Rey, because Rey's not going to get fired.
Right.
So. All right, that's it for that. Moving on.
All right, moving on to the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. We have The Bar versus The New Day. I'm picking The Bar to retain. How about you, Steve?
I want Cesaro and Sheamus to win because they haven't won in like 20 years, it seems like. But New Day's gonna keep the belts forever.
Russ.
The Bar.
And Kent.
So, Steve, did you pick New Day?
I did, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going Bar, too.
Are we keeping track of all these? Yes, Kent?
I am. Okay. I'm writing them down as fast as
I can. I don't know if I can remember all mine.
We're recording this, so of course we're keeping track of it.
All right, next matchup we have the WWE Championship match, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. I'm going with Styles. How about you, Kent?
Fuck it. Every time I predict Joe, he loses. Not that I want this tradition to keep going, but I would feel really weird if I didn't pick Joe.
Russ.
Oh, AJ. I think that he's going to keep that championship for a while until he's got that CM Punk record.
And Steve.
Would it be in bad taste if they had Joe carry his TNA machete down to the ring with him?
No.
No.
I'm going to go AJ Styles. Some fluke thing's going to happen at the end, and it'll be a double count out or some odd thing, and AJ will keep the belt.
All right, next matchup, we have the Universal Championship match, Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman. If there's any justice in the world, Braun Strowman will win. So I'm going with that. Steve, who do you got?
Yeah, Braun Strowman should be the obvious choice.
Russ.
I'm going to say Braun Strowman, but man, I'm hoping for a double, like neither of them win and they have to do something else for the championship. But I'm going Braun Strowman. That's my official.
And Kent.
yeah, of course I'm going to go with Brock. Like, have we not learned our lesson yet?
I know.
I mean, yeah, every once in a while, Charlotte or Brock may lose, but I'm playing the odds here.
I'm playing the odds that he's on UFC, so...
I don't think that's going to matter.
All right, Kerry, start spoiling shit for us.
Well, that's not done. We're not done.
We're missing a match.
No, we're not done. We still got DX events. Versus the Brothers of Destruction.
Why do I keep forgetting this match exists?
It's you don't been, want it to. Oh, come on. It's been beat. You've been beaten over the head with it. You should remember it.
I fast-forwarded through every segment the past month of this. Every single time I just fast-forward.
All right, so let's go through this quickly. Who do we have? I'm going with DX. Kent?
No, I'm just not picking against Taker, so Taker.
Russ?
They're not having Shawn Michaels lose his first match back. DX.
Steve?
This match will go on a half hour too long. The Saudi prince strikes me as a DX fan, so I'm going to go DX.
Somebody got this match spoiled.
All right, so before we spoil everything for ourselves, let's jump into our Were You Not Kentertained segment and talk about how Lashley actually got into this into the World Cup tournament. Kent, I'm going to throw this to you. Fill me in because I... For obvious reasons, was unable to watch Raw or SmackDown this week because, well, no internet access, and I was on a boat. So,
on a boat.
What happened in the segment, and tell me if you were entertained.
Lashley and Finn had their historic second time ever in 2 weeks matchup. Lashley won. Leo talked.
No, Lashley did not win.
He didn't?
No, Finn won.
No, that's right. Yeah, Finn won by DQ. Yeah.
Maybe you should ask somebody else who paid attention.
We didn't even watch it on Monday night either.
I know. I had to watch it on Hulu afterwards because I was at a concert.
All right, so somebody who watched it, fill me in, and then we'll go around the horn and say who was,
entertained. Basically what happened was this. Lashley and Lilo were being their normal annoying selves. Well, Lilo was.
Did you say Lilo?
Leo. Yes, Leo.
Right. Okay. So you said Lilo like Lilo and Stitch.
Yes, I should have said Lilo and Stitch. Much better. Lilo and Rush. Now, Leo Rush, yeah, he was doing his stupid shtick. Lashley had the upper hand for the most part, but then Finn started taking over. Lashley got pissed and got DQ'd. So Finn won. Afterwards, Lashley goes to the back. Corbin comes out and congratulates Lashley on a job well done. Even though he lost, he taught Finn a lesson. He did beat down Finn after the match, too. I didn't want to forget that.
So I wasn't wrong.
Well, I mean, well, you were wrong. Other than the fact that...
Listen, we
won,
all agree that the man who gets up and walks away from the match is the winner.
I think Finn got to walk away, too.
DQs don't count.
But anyway.
Wins and losses don't matter.
Yeah, the losses don't. That's true. Well, they don't, especially when Corbin comes out and congratulates Lashley as he is going to take over John Cena's role in the World Cup tournament. So, yeah, it was fantastic booking and logic on their part. It was literally WWE coming in and saying, hey, we don't know how to cover Cena. You, buddy. I mean, couldn't they have at least had him win the match for real? At least give us a little bit of legitimacy? It makes Corbin look bad, I guess. It makes him look like a bad manager. So that's fine with me. Was I entertained? Yeah, I kind of thought it was hilarious, Corbin's reasoning to put him in and get rid of Cena. I thought that was pretty funny. So I was entertained. Mildly.
Steve, were you entertained?
No. Nothing this week I saw is worth that.
The prestigious mantle of entertained.
And Kent, I'm assuming since you don't remember it, you are not entertained.
We're still not sure that this even happened, okay? So I'm undecided, but if Baron Corbin was involved, yes, I was. But I don't know if this really happened. I don't know.
All right, should we jump into results for Crown Jewel to see how we did on our predictions?
Sure can.
Sadly, I'm still going to watch the pay per view after this. I don't know which one I'm going
to. I'm actually going to see like the stars or what people thought about it, and I'll try pick and choose the matches. But yeah, I am too, probably.
All right, so let's talk the United States Championship match first. Who did we basically the majority of us pick?
Nakamura.
Kent.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nakamura retained.
All right. See, Black Sheep Steve.
All right. First World Cup quarterfinal match, Rey Mysterio versus Randy Orton. Who did we have, Kent?
Mostly Rey.
Yeah, except for Steve.
No, Steve chose Rey, didn't he?
I haven't made the finals.
Yeah, he had Rey winning it.
Okay, well, listen, I'm doing this. I didn't do it on Excel because nobody else fucking stepped up. So I'm doing this on Notepad, and it's a fucking mess, okay? So cut me a little fucking slack here, okay?
She just wrote it down somewhere.
Yes. I have some of this in memory. Ray, we almost all chose Ray.
Yeah, and I had Monday Night in memory, too, Russ. Look how well that turned out.
All right, so Ray picked up the win in that matchup. All right, next quarterfinal match, we had The Miz versus Jeff Hardy. Who did we have?
We were mixed on this one.
I had Jeff Hardy.
Me and Russ had Miz. You
no, I had Jeff Hardy.
I had Jeff.
Yeah, right, exactly what he said. Him, Kent, and I had The Miz. You two had Jeff Hardy. He literally just said that.
I don't think he did.
Thank you. I'm like, am I losing my fucking mind here?
Well, either way, guys, The Miz picked up the win.
Kent and I, look at the two with integrity, are nailing it tonight. This is where we're going to start to fall apart.
All right, next quarterfinal match, we had Seth Rollins versus Bobby Lashley. Who did we?
Most of us.
All of us picked?
I said Seth.
Everybody had Seth except for Steve.
All right, Seth won.
Damn it.
Doing really
next
good.
Next quarterfinal matchup, Ziggler versus Angle.
Okay. For Ziggler versus Angle, Steve and Kent had Kurt.
And we had Ziggler.
Ziggler picked up the win.
Did Corbin interfere?
No Corbin interference.
Damn. Okay.
I don't even think Corbin was there.
Oh, I thought he was.
Is he protesting it?
Yeah, I thought he was, but as the general manager of Raw.
All right, next matchup we have SmackDown Tag Team Championship match, The Bar versus New Day. Who did we all pick, Kent?
Everybody except for Steve went with The Bar.
And all of us but Steve would be correct. The Bar retained.
You all spoiled this yourselves, didn't you?
No, I swear to God, I did not look at a single thing.
All right, World Cup semifinal. We have The Miz versus Rey Mysterio.
Well, now it doesn't matter who had their picks here.
That's true. That is true. And The Miz picked up the win in that semifinal matchup.
Nobody had that.
No, everyone had Rey, I think, pretty much.
Oh, shit. So is Miz getting got fired?
Maybe he's going over to Raw.
Yeah. Okay. To be continued.
I don't even know.
So Seth won it. So Seth had to win.
Shane said that if the SmackDown participant for the World Cup finalist, if they lost, they were getting fired from SmackDown.
Okay.
So now we know Seth won because there's no way they're doing heel versus heel.
Oh, they're not going to do Dolph versus Miz? Part fucking 37?
Yeah.
Exactly. World Cup semifinals. Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins. Dolph Ziggler picks up the
win. Holy crap.
Oh, Russ, how's that cock taste in your mouth?
Pretty hard. I bet.
Hard as it tastes? I feel that.
Wow.
Salty?
Russ, you actually had Dolph. Like, you should be
I know. But I thought for sure they wouldn't do it as soon as I heard that Miz was in the finals.
All right. Next, we have the WWE Championship match. AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. Who did we pretty much decide
AJ.
Had this?
Almost everyone said AJ.
Well, AJ picked up the win.
Except for Kat. I believe he had Samoa Joe.
Yeah, I had Joe.
All right, next up, the Universal Championship match. Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman. We all unanimously pretty much picked Braun.
No, Kent picked Brock.
We all should have sided with Kent.
Told you there's fucking lessons to be learned here, people. Because the same mistakes have to
that's
be
it.
Repeated.
I can't see my subscription.
Why? I don't. Can't you? You're pulling a Russ hardcore tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to keep track of things and my mute button, and I am failing. But I didn't fail that prediction.
You didn't. Damn it.
Yeah, actually, I had that spoiled for me, and I told Eric we were canceling the network.
That's bad stuff.
It was for best for business.
Did I get any right?
So we're never going to see that belt again. Fantastic.
No, we'll see it about a year.
We'll see it at WrestleMania.
Or maybe on next UFC pay-per-view, Braxton.
Oh, right.
We'll probably see it at Rumble and at Mania.
Probably.
So we're not seeing that until at least January.
Yeah. Well, we won't get AJ versus Brock again at Survivor Series? Didn't we get that just last year?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, because they were the champions
last year.
Huh, how times have changed.
Times are flat.
We might not even get that match because Brock might not fight. So,
Russ, he's a fighting champion. A conquering hero.
He is the reigning, defending, whatever.
Undisputed.
Yeah. Whatever it is that Heyman says.
They're going to make me hate Paul Heyman again.
I hate that I have to hate Heyman now. That's so wrong.
Was he at the people? Was he there?
I believe so.
Do they Saudi Arabians like Jews? I don't know.
I thought I didn't think Jews could go.
Wait, Haman's a Jew?
Yes.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, it's tough to tell, but.
All right. Let's talk World Cup final, shall we, guys? We had The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler.
Who's our World Cup champion? Best in the world.
That's. No, there was a swerve.
Vince Russo.
Shane McMahon took over for The Miz and defeated Dolph Ziggler.
What? Why do you...
To be named best in the world.
He took...
I'm glad Dolph's career is going well.
Wait, that
well,
makes...
Nobody had that one.
What? How does he...
Therefore, we all lost.
That's
gotta watch it to find out, Russ.
As a matter of fact, nobody had any, but like their finalist pick, nobody had anybody that was even in the finals. So we all did good.
I don't think I have anyone winning. Correct.
I think I hate what happened with this. We'll see. I'll have to watch it. I'll give it a chance.
All right, and move on to our main event. We have Degeneration X versus the Brothers of Destruction.
Everybody but Kenta DX, right?
That is correct.
And DX picked up the win.
I knew it. There's no way Shawn Michaels would lose on his first
match. There's no way Braun Strowman's going to lose to Brock.
I didn't say that. I wasn't confident in that one.
So there you have it, listeners. That's our predictions and spoilers for Crown Jewel.
Next week we get to review this great, great show.
Yay!
I can't wait to watch it.
Do we have to watch it to review it, though?
No, you can
I'm
bullshit
watching it once we're done here.
You can totally bullshit it.
I'm not actually in the mood to watch wrestling right now, but if I get up
I saw so much awesome wrestling this week, I don't want to watch the shitty ass wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, but if I have the ambition to watch any wrestling power struggles tomorrow morning, I'm going to watch that on New Japan World.
I will probably watch it tomorrow.
I don't care.
All right, so before we talk about what we're looking forward to next week, Russ, I completely forgot to do this, and I blame... boat dumb, me being boat dumb on this, but we did not do your Rollins roundup. So, what happened?
It was such an eventful week, too. How could you forget that?
It was such a really eventful. I mean, you had to forget everything. Yes, Rollins roundup. So, this week on the Rollins roundup, we had Seth come out to the ring and scream and demand that Dean come out and explain himself. Took a little while, but Dean finally came out and paced around kind of where the Shield would normally come out. And Seth kept on demanding answers. I don't know if this is the way they're going, because Raw writing can sometimes seem like they're really good at what they're doing, and sometimes they just seem like they're awful. I don't know if what they're trying to do is set up Dean as a thoughtful person and Seth just fiery, doesn't think, and he gets mad. Like, he did not give Dean any time to even say a word anyway. And then he called him a lunatic, and that's when Dean shut down. Because it looked like at some point Dean was going to talk, and then Seth kept on interrupting, and then he finally called Dean a lunatic, and that's when Dean just lost it and left. I don't know if that was planned or not. If it was, kudos. That's a really good way of doing this. It kind of gives Dean the reasonings for him, what he did, while not making it, kind of letting the fans decide between Dean and Seth. Instead of saying, hey, Seth is pure face, Dean is pure heel. It seems like they're giving us a little bit of, who do you want to cheer for? I could be completely wrong. It could have been just the way it came off. But I'm really hoping that's the way they go, because I want people to cheer for who they want. I mean, I'm going to cheer Seth no matter what, because Rollins Corner, baby, or Rollins Roundup, whatever it is.
Or are they doing Gargano Ciampa from a month ago?
Yeah, they're probably doing that too. I mean, let's face it, that's exactly what they're doing. But I did enjoy this, and that was my Rollins roundup for the week.
Will Renee Young be in a shark cage?
On a pole.
On a pole.
With Buff Back Bell's mom.
Buff Back Bell's mom. Good times.
Yes, they rate Renee Young in a pole match. That'll be great. All right, guys, so I think we've covered everything that happened this week. What are we looking forward to? I think it's time to talk about what we're looking forward to next week in our segment. I'm not finished with you yet. I'll tell you one thing, guys. I'm not looking forward to a damn thing. I'm taking a well-deserved wrestling break. How about you, Kent?
I'm looking forward to watching Brock Lesnar bury Braun Strowman in the hopes and dreams of all wrestling fans that care.
Russ.
I am looking forward to actually maybe getting some decent stories now that the Crown Jewel is finally behind us. Yes, we're going to get a little bit of that, Crown Jewel is amazing crap, but maybe they'll finally start giving us something more interesting, because this month has sucked.
Steve?
I'm looking forward to the triumphant return of Hulk Hogan to the ring.
You know, I'll add one other thing. I'm looking forward to the inevitable, I assume this week somebody's going to do an invasion angle on one of the shows. Like, that's going to happen this week or next. May as well be this week, kickstart things off, and maybe they'll make it the most heinous crime since Samoa Joe stalked AJ Styles.
This will be worse.
Why can't they have NXT invade and have like a three thing Survivor Series?
Yes, three thing Survivor Series.
War Games!
No, let's name that again.
With the Undisputed Era.
I still haven't seen that match.
Good.
War Games match?
No.
From a year ago?
Yeah.
Why bother now?
I'm not. I remember Kent said it was bad, and I was like, I really did want to see it, and Kent said it was bad, and I'm like, okay, I'm not watching it then.
Just go watch the 1993 or 94 Royal Rumble, and you'll have the same effect.
Okay. Garbage. Gotcha. All right.
All right, guys. I think it's time to play Guess the Wrestler.
Woo!
Let's close this week out. So, listeners, Guess the Wrestler. The rules are very simple. Each week, one of us picks a wrestler. This week, it's Kent's turn. And it's up to the rest of us to guess who that wrestler is using 9 questions and 2 guesses. There are 2 gimme answers that Kent will answer now. Kent, is your wrestler a current or former wrestler, and is it male or female?
It is a he, and it is a current.
Ooh. All right, I'll get us started. More promotion.
WWE.
Want me to go? What brand?
Raw.
What's the highest ranking belt this person has won?
Ooh, that is a hardy question. Really hardy question. NXT
None?
Tag Team.
NXT Tag Team. Oh boy.
Apparently, wow. that is their high point in their career.
Well, I think I might know who it is.
It does narrow it down a little bit.
Yeah, just a little. Did this person recently come up onto the main roster?
No.
Are they still part of a tag team in the main roster?
Yes.
Do they wear face paint?
Yes.
Does one of them have a specialized diet?
Does this one have a specialized diet? No. Oh. I was going to say, does he take too much time in catering?
No.
Who's the other one? I know Connor. I can't even think of the other one.
Victor.
Victor.
The other one.
It's got to be. Right? They're the ones who wear face paint. Revival doesn't wear face paint.
Revival dropped a Lucha House Party.
I know.
They went hard. And yes.
Just not hard enough.
It is Victor.
Right. Yay.
Yay, we're so smart.
Thank you, Kent.
Good job.
Big us Victor.
Good job, guys. All right. Kent, any announcements before we wrap things up?
Fuck no. I'm taking the week off as much as I possibly can. I am burned out. I chose Victor because I started playing a game called Victor Vran on Xbox, as it's free right now. It's like a Diablo game. Really enjoying it.
Cool.
Cool. All right, so listeners, check out our website at 90s.com. If you're listening to us on iTunes, hit that subscribe button, leave us a review. We really appreciate it. And with that said, for Russ, Kent, Steve, and myself, we wish you all a good night, and we'll talk to you all really soon.
Bye, y'all!
The reigning, defending, undisputed champion.
Dear God.